Hi, this is Jenny Brown. Welcome to my podcast, Growing Up Through the Life Cycle, where each session looks at a different stage of life and the opportunities it presents for maturing self in relationship. Hi, this is Jenny Brown here, and for today's podcast, I'm going to be reflecting a little bit on maturity in courtship and dating, particularly the kind of dating and exploring potential partnerships that could have the possibility of a long-term future, of marriage, of lifelong committed partnership. What goes into a mature courtship? What do you think the goal is of an intentional kind of courtship? Always a good question to ask. What's the goal here for me? What are the principles for achieving that goal? And I would suggest that a pretty good goal is to want to get to know the other person realistically and to want to allow them to get to know us realistically, to get to know how each of us do life, to get to know how each of us relate to our friends, to our workplace, to our extended family, to our parents, to get to know how we handle disappointments, how we handle disagreements, how we handle successes, how we handle challenges, how we handle doing the less exciting responsibilities of life, like managing our tax returns and our money, and how we handle the exciting leisure aspects of life, how we have fun, how we unwind, how we plan for our holidays, and how we look after our well-being and our health. Now, it's really obvious from a goal like that that you can't do a speed courtship and figure all of that out. It does require patience and time, and it does require getting through those early stages of courtship where there is, if there's a chemistry there, a sexual chemistry, an attraction, there's an intense romantic phase, and it isn't enough just to experience that, to have confidence that as a couple we're prepared for a life together. I have heard it said that courtship love is one of the only acceptable forms of psychosis. In other words, there is a loss of connection to reality in that stage of a courtship. So a dating relationship that is going well, it needs to go through that initial phase to something a little more balanced. Now, when I think of years of clinical work with couples, there have been a number of couples I see who report that they had the most positive, wonderful courtships. Their real honeymoon phase was their dating stage of life, and now they're in their early stages of marriage, and it's just gone to the opposite end of the spectrum. There's conflict, there's disappointment, there's friction, there's distance, there's desperation, and it's a very difficult and sad picture of a relationship. Often when you explore with these couples what went into their courtship, there was a huge amount of pretend brought to the courtship. There was a lot of intensity. There was a lot of distraction, a lot of fun, a lot of spending money, a lot of doing exciting dates, exciting dinners, exciting holidays. Sex moves into such relationships often very early. And intensity can be so positive, but it's a fusion kind of intensity, that that kind of intense pretend positivity can so quickly flip to an intense negative fusion early in the marriage, when the challenges of doing life inevitably set in. So one needs to just watch out for too much intensity. Too much positive intensity is not a good foundation for a committed life relationship. And speedy courtships and engagements are rarely going to be useful for a couple. And just throwing in there that moving into too much sexual expression in a relationship early on, whatever form that takes, just moves the kind of inner impulses of biology into taking the forefront of a relationship, which really can confuse things. And we live in a time where the whole idea of waiting for marriage before having sex just seems to most people quite antiquated. I would suggest that there is a much more wisdom in that than most people realize, just watching out for the distortions of involvement with each other and belonging to each other and having certain entitlements with the other that sex too early in a relationship creates. It really confuses things. The flip side of difficult and unproductive courtships are not the rapid ones, but the ones that go on and on and on, perhaps over many years. And these are courtships where there are doubts about the compatibility, at least from one side of the relationship, quite early. But those doubts are overlooked, and accommodations to unacceptable behaviors in the other start to set in. There is just settling into a kind of a convenience of a relationship, but without really holding on to one's principles for what one is willing to accept in terms of behavior and responsibility from the other in a relationship. You've already heard me use two words quite a bit in problems of immature courtships. They are too much intensity and too much pretend. Now, we all have a degree of pretend selves in us. Dr. Bowen, in his theory, points that out. There is a degree of pretend self where we easily bring to any relationship a pretense to be more important than we are, more attractive than we are, perhaps more vulnerable than we are, or more confident than we are. And it's useful just to be honest with ourselves about those areas of pretend that we bring to a relationship. I do commend to you the chapter 2 in my book in looking at the solid self compared to the pretend self. And certainly in a courtship relationship, areas of being a solid, mature self that are going to be valuable are when there is tension or disagreement in the relationship, to be able to stay connected with the other, but also not losing the ability to voice our viewpoints, our experience of the disagreement, not falling into blaming the other, not over-personalizing what has happened in the tension and disagreement of the relationship. When a difficulty arises, in a courtship relationship, and there must be difficulties. You can't bring two people with two different histories, two different family backgrounds together in a relationship without confronting difficulties. They're not a threat, they're an opportunity. And for each person to be able to recognize their part when a difficulty arises, rather than just focusing on what they think is wrong in the other. And always just managing the anxieties of relationship, ourselves, not expecting the other person to take those anxieties away, working on our own well-being. These are very important parts of being solid and mature in any relationship, but certainly in a courtship relationship. So what does it take to know if one is ready for marriage? Well, certainly one of the conditions for a solid marriage would be two people who can do their single life in a contented way. They're not desperately needing to be completed by the other person. They're functioning responsibly and happily and flourishing in different areas of their life. And you have two people who are putting an effort into being content, principled young adults or older adults, if this is a courtship later on in life. They're able to do life without the need for the other to affirm them. You bring two people from that committed, single, responsible adult life to each other. They bump into each other, really enjoy each other's company, share common life goals and beliefs, very important, and have that spark of chemistry together. And that is the groundwork for a solid, committed marriage relationship. So I trust those reflections have been useful. I do want to say that none of us are able to achieve the ideal maturity. We're all insecure to varying degrees, and we all have our areas of pretend and our vulnerabilities. The key, I think, is to be honest about those vulnerabilities and those gaps, and to be able to not hide them, not feel the need to hide them from the other, because you don't want to partner with someone where you have to keep up a pretend all the time. Bowen suggests that we will partner with people at a similar level of maturity. That means that it will be with another who has a similar degree of need for the relationship to affirm them. If two people are incompatible in that way, if one person is more comfortable with their independent goal setting and not always needing to be in the closeness of the relationship, and the other person needs more closeness, that's not going to be a compatible relationship. So there needs to be a balance of people's comfort level with separateness and connection. So, as usual, I could go on and on. So I better stop there, and I trust that there's some useful thinking for you to consider as you either look back on your courtship or as you consider your dating relationships in the present.